For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, you ready for this really dumb segment going on ESPN Radio right now?
Give it to me.
So this is from Chris Canty. This is what they're talking about right now. Chris Canty's top five contenders who should hit the panic button already. Dolphins, Jets, Steelers, Cowboys, Browns. It's August 13th. I'm just trying to think of why the Steelers would be pushing the panic button now.
No receivers.
I guess. But
I don't know about the quarterback situation. I kind of get it.
What?
Yeah.
The only reason.
So much unknown.
The only reason you would panic about the quarterback situation is if you're one of these national guys that's like, oh, it's going to be Justin Fields. It's got to be Justin Fields. That's the only way you could panic about quarterback.
Not really, Crowley.
Yes, really. Tell me why not really.
Because Russell Wilson's 35 years old, and he's been hurt for about 3 weeks.
He got time off, man. He's fresher than ever.
Okay,
now.
But why? I mean, it's only going to take one movement. No, your body breaks down.
See, I disagree with the premise just to begin with. Like, unless your quarterback's knee exploded, you can't be panicking on August 13th. If Ayuk signed with the Niners and you wanted to have this funky, fangled, stupid conversation about panicking in August, okay, I would entertain that.
He's still not signed here.
I know that, but you can't rule him out here, and we'll get into that later on.
He's not a Steeler.
He's not a Steeler, but he's not.
As you sit here right now, what is the receiver?
I think he's as much a Steeler as he is a 49er right now.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. I think it's 50-50, if not leaning to the Steelers, that he's a Steeler. If they sign him, or if they make clear, we're not trading him, good luck, Brandon. You have to. You're under contract. You're playing. Then I'll panic about the receivers. I'm not panicked yet. If I'm a Jets fan, I might be panicked.
It's on Reddick.
He sucked me in. He sucked me in, this Chris Canty, Dorian. Now you've sucked me in. Like, if I'm the Jets, I might be freaking out a little bit because Reddick got acquired 4 months ago and he's requesting a trade, which tells you something's going on over there.
Aaron Rodgers not showing up to mini camps.
Yeah. Why are the Dolphins panicking?
Because I feel like that they have a lot of pressure for all the money that they've spent.
Yeah, sure.
And how high-powered of an offense they have. Tua's, you know, getting paid a lot of money. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. They got to perform. They have to.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I just don't know what has happened in, like, 2 weeks of training camp where now we're hitting the panic button. That's the verbiage I can't agree with. Like, Cowboys, if you want to be freaking out if you're a Cowboys fan, I do get that. I do get that, because who's your quarterback next year?
Mm-hmm.
And Micah Parsons, what's going on there?
CeeDee Lamb.
And CeeDee Lamb, what's going on there? And then the Browns are listed fifth. Contenders that should hit the panic button. Why are they panicking already? Why is anybody panicking?
Don't know about Deshaun Watson.
Okay, but then... But what?
There's a lot of question marks around these teams that you could hit the panic button, but at the same time see them being contenders at the end of the year.
I just don't know why you're hitting the panic button if you're the Browns now. Like, you've known Deshaun Watson's your quarterback the whole time. Like, the Cowboys, that situation hasn't evolved. Okay, if I'll indulge the conversation, fair enough. The Jets, if I'll indulge the conversation with Reddick, okay, fair enough. But nothing has changed with the Dolphins, nothing has changed with the Steelers, and nothing has changed with the Browns. I just don't understand it. It's stupid to me. It's dumb. It's ridiculous. Are you panicked about the Steelers?
I can see where he's coming from. Like, yeah, I'm hitting the panic button right now because I know that this receiver core is not going to – they're one injury away by becoming a 98% run football team with three tight ends and an extra tackle.
Wishbone?
Honestly. Like,
Do a little single wing?
Yes.
Just wait.
So as we sit here right now, yes, I would hit
the panic button. No, don't panic. Just wait.
Okay.
Ayuk's going to be a Steeler. Just wait.
Okay.
Just relax.
And knowing what the 49ers want.
Did you play with Chris Canty?
No.
I'm like, you must like the guy.
I think he's all right, yeah.
That is such a great, stupid topic.
Think about it, though. It makes too much sense to me.
I would love to hear the reasoning why he's panicked about the Steelers. The Ayuk stuff might make some sense to me. Might. Like, the way you've laid it out. But, I mean,
there's so much unknown, crowd. Like the offensive coordinator situation.
But I'm not panicked. I'm delighted by that.
I mean,
nothing
and the
has changed. Nothing. We knew who the offensive coordinator was coming into the year, and we should be delighted that it's not Matt Canada. We're happy. Everyone, relax, chill.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.